Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Sign up for a 6-month bottled water contract for your home or office today and get your first 5-gallon bottle free. Visit watertomydoor.com and use code DRINKITIN at checkout.
Here we go. Welcome in on this Monday to the Rebel Report. I'm Michael Borky. Really glad to see all of you, as I always do. Most of you guys, in fact, the vast majority of you guys, based on the numbers, are return listeners and subscribers. So thank you guys for being around and sticking around, and glad to see you. So shorter podcast today because, quite frankly, there's no news. Nothing has happened yet. Well, sort of. Actually, that's not entirely true. But the big news that everybody was waiting on this weekend, one way or the other, has yet to happen. And so everybody's just kind of sitting in limbo, waiting for this news to drop. And as of this recording on Monday morning, the news has not dropped yet. So if you're listening to this, by the way, and the news has actually come down, then everything I say after this, just disregard it. And I will get a new one up for you as well. So by the way, my name is Michael Borky again, and I am very glad to see you. While you're here, don't forget to subscribe. If you haven't subscribed to the podcast already, I know most of you have, but if you haven't, wherever you get your podcast, if you're listening in browser, find it there, Rebel Report. All you got to do, subscribe or like, if you're on Spotify, the podcast, and leave a rating and a review. I would appreciate that very, very much. And also, don't forget to follow me on Twitter or Facebook. Just search my name, Michael Borky, or YouTube as well. You can find me there. Let's get started. So everybody's been waiting on Jackson Dart. Not even really Michael Trigg. It's more been about Jackson Dart. And in terms of timing, I figured this weekend was going to be when, you know, when this happens. And I mean, you've had some people talk in vague ambiguities about how they know why this deal hasn't happened yet and all this stuff. And I'm not going to do that with you guys today because I don't know why this hasn't happened. And if I did know why this hasn't happened, I would tell you why this hasn't happened. I have no idea. I really don't know. I wish I did. I wish I could tell you that I had sources that are telling me that the deal is done and all this. I wish I had that. I don't have that. I don't know why this has not happened yet. One way or the other, I can't tell you, but I can tell you that there's a sense of frustration. I don't know from Lane Kiffin. He's certainly tweeting like he's not frustrated at all. But there's a growing sense of frustration from people that cover the team and people around the team that I talk to about why this decision hasn't been made yet for a couple of reasons. First of all, the drop dead date for him to enroll and be able to participate in spring practice is coming up soon. I think it's Friday. Coming up soon. Got to be in school, enrolled in class if he's going to participate in spring this week. It's got to happen soon. And if he, for whatever reason, chooses to not go to Ole Miss, they have to find another quarterback. And, you know, maybe they go through spring with just Luke Altmaier and Kincaid Dent. Maybe that's what they do. But they would like to have another quarterback in that room on campus soon. And so you're waiting on Jackson Dart, and you're waiting on Jackson Dart, and you're waiting on Jackson Dart, and then you don't know what to do if Jackson Dart tells you no. So there seems to be some frustration, and understandably so. Honestly, I'm kind of frustrated with not being able to tell anybody anything. Man, I got asked from a friend last night, well, hey, what's the latest? Honestly, I don't know. I don't know. And that doesn't make for good podcasting, right? Why would you guys listen to me if I don't have anything to tell you? So what's the point of clicking on this? There is actually a couple of developments, though, that we can talk about here. A couple of things. First of all, as reported first by On3, Scott Schrader of On3, wearesc.com is where Scott is the publisher, put this out there a little bit earlier today. He said he's told Dane Stevens will join Lane Kiffin's staff at Ole Miss as an offensive quality control analyst and will work with the quarterbacks. He's had a similar role at USC, the Southern Cal version, not the middle of South Carolina version, the past two seasons after spending the previous three as a graduate assistant. So Dane Stevens apparently joining Lane Kiffin's staff. Why is that important? Well, obviously, he's been at USC when Jackson Dart was there and was involved in some degree to Jackson Dart in his recruiting and his development and all that stuff. But also JT Daniels. He was involved with JT Daniels as well. So does this mean that Jackson Dart is coming to Ole Miss? Was this the move that people were waiting for? I don't believe that is the case. But this is something. This is something. Whether it's just Lane Kiffin adding a staff member after the a similar position left from Ole Miss and followed Lebby to Oklahoma, is this just a coincidence that this was the guy he singled out, or is this incentive for Jackson Dart to come to Ole Miss? I don't know, but that's something that is out there to keep in mind, that Dane Stevens will be joining Ole Miss's staff to work with quarterbacks, and he has previously worked with JT Daniels, who is still in the portal, and obviously Jackson Dart. So that is out there. And there's also reporting, I believe Neil McCready was the one that put this out there first. If I'm wrong, please forgive me, whoever put this out there first, that Ole Miss, to some degree, has been in contact with JT Daniels. To the point where they are actively recruiting him. I have also, I think I did it on here. I can't remember where I did it, but I refuted the package deal story that you got with the wide receiver and JT Daniels out of Georgia. That was never a reality. It was never going to go down like that, but that, I guess, doesn't mean that Ole Miss is not interested in recruiting JT Daniels. So that is also out there. Does that mean they are out of it for Jackson Dart? No, it certainly does not mean they're out of it for Jackson Dart, but that does mean that they are preparing themselves and covering their bases in case, for whatever reason, Jackson Dart does not end up at Ole Miss. So you've got a new analyst who coached Jackson Dart coming to Lane Kiffin's staff. You've got reporting now that Ole Miss is recruiting JT Daniels. Maybe it's just a fallback option. Maybe they're just in conversations. I don't know. And now you've got Lane Kiffin tweeting from an airplane. So maybe he is on his way to go see Jackson Dart. I thought he saw him last week, which would make it that not happening today, but apparently there's some conflicting reporting there. So he might be on his way to see Jackson Dart today, sealing the deal and finishing that. So no news on an actual commitment front. I wish I knew what the holdup was. I wish I could tell you guys. I'm not going to, you know, speculate. I speculate often, but at least I put a qualifier on there, as most people do. I'm not going to speculate as to why. I just know it hasn't happened yet. I do think that there's been an interesting theory floated out there about waiting on Caleb Williams. That is plausible. No doubt that is. I mean, that makes the most sense to me at this point, why they've been delayed here. So that's the latest. I know it's not much. I'm sorry I can't give you more than that. They haven't committed anywhere yet. I do not think Ole Miss is out of it. I do not believe that recruiting JT Daniels means that Ole Miss is out of it. I think it means they're covering their bases more than anything else. Would they bring them both in? I highly doubt it, especially now with the reporting that Jack Abraham is going to go to Ole Miss or already doing the enrollment thing. That would give you four quarterbacks in the room if you bring in either Dart or Daniels with Dent and obviously Luke Altmyer, and that would be nice. That group of four being in your room would definitely be nice. So that's all I got for you in terms of that. There's a couple more things I want to get to on this subject, though, coming up after I tell you that the podcast is brought to you by LB's just across from Kroger on University Avenue there in Oxford. Go by and see Greg and tell him I sent you. Get one of their daily lunch specials. Those are Monday through Friday, but it is the best place in Mississippi to get your meat. So if you don't want them to do the cooking for you, although they do a really good job of doing the cooking for you during the lunch hour, if you want to cook with meat, though, that's the best place in Mississippi to do it. You've got some sunny weather coming, a little bit chilly, but sunny weather. So if you want to do some outside grilling, do an all-day smoke or whatever, you got to get your meat at LB's. Again, just across from Kroger and University there in Oxford, and tell Greg that I sent you. The podcast also brought to you by Advantage Business Systems. ABSMS.com is the website. If you are in the state of Mississippi, anywhere in the state of Mississippi, doesn't matter where, if you are in this state, they can service you. It's an office technology solutions company. So if you're in the market for any kind of office technology, and again, if you're located anywhere inside of this state, ABSMS.com is the website. anything from copiers and printers and mail machines to phone systems to cloud storage and data security and IT projects. If it's technology, if it's in your office, Advantage Business Systems, absms.com. Tell them I sent you. You get a complimentary assessment. So you tell them what you need, what your budget is, and they'll work with you completely free, absms.com. I've got kind of an old man take. Are you guys ready for this? Are you ready for this? This is a very old man take from me. And I usually don't do stuff like this because I recognize that this is a big decision for these players. I understand that. And I also understand that none of this really matters. What I'm about to say doesn't really matter because if Jackson Dart is as talented as most people, myself included, think that he is, this really won't matter at the end of the day because it's all about wins. But I've got an old man take for you. Right now, Luke Altmyer is currently on the Ole Miss roster, obviously. He spent the year backing up Matt Corral. He has been gassed up also, I think that's the term that the kids use, by Matt Corral. When the Sugar Bowl and Matt Corral's injury in the Sugar Bowl happened, Luke Altmyer stepped in and I think played admirably. And now team workouts have started and Luke Altmyer is there. If I was a teammate, if I was a player on the Ole Miss roster, and I'm putting myself in my high school football shoes because I wasn't good enough to play at a place like Ole Miss, and I saw this runaround, and I know how recruiting works. Trust me, I know how recruiting works. But these aren't high school kids. These are transfer guys. If I were a teammate, this is, I'm telling you this old man take, I feel bad saying it out loud. If I were a teammate of Luke Altmyer's and I watched this social media charade or whatever you want to call it, and let's pretend for a second, I don't know if this is happening, but let's pretend for a second that Jackson Dart gets a big fat NIL deal to go to Ole Miss. Maybe that happens, I don't know. But I'm going through workouts right now and my guy Luke is here and he's working hard and he's been there. And I go on Twitter after the workout and I see this transfer from USC, you know, teasing Oklahoma and teasing Ole Miss and teasing BYU with more tweets with emojis and stuff. I'm skeptical. And if he does arrive to campus, he would have to win me over more than Luke would. Does that matter at the end of the day? No, because teams care about winning, right? And if one is demonstratively better than the other, then it doesn't really matter. But if I were a teammate of Luke Altmyer's right now, and I see him here, no drama with Luke, none of that stuff, and then I see this transfer, dragging his feet, doing all this stuff on Twitter, teasers or whatever, and then maybe when he shows up, he gets this big fat NIL deal. I can tell you who I want to win the competition if I'm a teammate. Now, if Jackson Dart shows up, I think he would become the starter because I think he's supremely talented. And again, it doesn't really matter. None of this really matters because if he's as good as everybody thinks he is, it won't matter. And the team will rally around the best one, usually. But with the way this has gone, I think it's okay when some people are frustrated with the antics. They're kids, they're college kids. You shouldn't get bothered and upset by the actions of college kids online. I know all that stuff. And this is a very old man take, and you're free to disagree with me. I know how stupid I sound. But if I were a teammate of Luke Altmyer's and I watched this guy that's going to come in and compete with Luke for the starting job while Luke is here and working and stuff, I'm skeptical. That's all I'm saying. It's a very old man take. Sorry about that. I know. Again, it doesn't really matter at the end of the day because the best player is going to win. I do think competition will be great for Luke. It'll be great for Jackson. It'll be good for the team. And it'll be good for storylines and attention and all that stuff. So we'll see what happens. I wouldn't count out Luke Altmyer, though. I really wouldn't. And if for whatever reason Jackson Dart doesn't show up to campus, I think you're in pretty good hands with what you got. So Dart is extremely talented. He would be a huge pickup. They need to add a quarterback in that room. But if for whatever reason they don't get him, I think you will be okay. And I think I've been consistent on that from the beginning. Also on the JT Daniels thing, very curious about the recruitment of JT Daniels from JT's perspective. Because I understand why Ole Miss would want to add him. They need bodies in the room. They need talented quarterbacks in that room to compete with each other, to push each other, and from a numbers perspective, they need the bodies. But if I'm JT Daniels, I'm curious about that. Because if you're him, I don't think he would be, and he should not be, guaranteed the starting job if you were to sign with Ole Miss. I think that Altmaier's ability is enough to where you do not guarantee somebody that's injury prone like JT Daniels or has been injury prone like JT Daniels. I wouldn't guarantee him anything if I were Lane Kiffin and Charlie Weiss Jr. So if you're Daniels, would you risk signing with Ole Miss to possibly lose the job again at your third different school? Or would you go somewhere, maybe not in the SEC, maybe not a place like Ole Miss, and risk losing the job, and being promised the starting job and using your last year of eligibility to play, to actually play, and be a starter and play? Because if I'm JT Daniels, I look at Luke Altmaier and I think, yeah, you know, maybe I can beat him out, but that's not a guarantee. I'm curious about that. I wonder if it's a situation where he's comfortable going in and competing somewhere as long as he gets to have SEC on his chest, or if that's going to be, let's pretend Jackson Dart says no to Ole Miss, a hang-up for him. Are you going to play? Because I wouldn't guarantee he start. That wouldn't be part of my pitch to him. You know, we'll give you a home, but I'm not going to give you the job. You got to come win it. And JT Daniels is really talented, but he hadn't proven longevity yet at all. So I'm curious about that. If how receptive Daniels is being to Ole Miss right now is something I'm very curious about. But either way, we'll still be on commitment watch. They need to add somebody in that room. I sense some frustration from some people. I know I have an old man take about Dart. At the end of the day, again, it doesn't matter because if you're the best quarterback, you need to play. I think he's supremely talented. Ole Miss needs to try everything they possibly can to sign him. I'm not saying that they should quit recruiting him or anything like that, but if I'm a teammate and I'm watching this unfold, I'm a little skeptical. But again, I'm an old man, and it's easy for me to say when I'm sitting where I am versus where they are. Either way, thank you guys for tuning in. I really appreciate you. We'll talk again if there's news one way or the other. In the meantime, thank you guys again for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe, and I'll talk to you again next time, whenever that may be.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.